Yeah!
Happy New Year, family. It's about to go down like bad stock. You know how we do it up in here. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Happy New Year, fam. Let's do it. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The caller number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, now on each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and it's because of you folks, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week, and as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Tuesday, January the 10th, 2012. The year is starting off to be great. Shout out to my frat brothers, the men of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We had a good Founders Day yesterday. Hung out with my frat. We sat back in Dallas, Texas, and hung out and watched with a passion the National BCS Championship game. Shout out to the Alabama Crimson Tide for doing their thing. My LSU family, the Tigers down in Baton Rouge, understand, folks, it's not the talent that was missing. Les Miles just got out coached by Nick Saban. He's the truth. He's done it before, and he's probably going to do it again. So don't doubt the man. Sometimes you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're not being coached correctly, it can make a bit of a difference. Mind game, understand it. Follow us, folks, howwasyourweekend.com. We're going to renovate the new site and make it more appealing and make it better for you. So watch out, in the future is coming up. Follow your boy, Facebook, Andy Brown, facebook.com. You can always find us at How Was Your Weekend page. Be sure to spell was with a Z. Check out my website at andybrownspeaks.com. Shout out to my homegirl, my partner in crime, the two-piece. To the leg and breast combo. She's doing her thing. She's last year's co-host. She's doing her thing and making big waves, and we definitely wish her much success in the future because, trust, y'all going to hear from her and hear from her quite frequently going on in 2012 and beyond. Big shout-out to the fam, folks. If you want to get it done, the show is brought to you by One World Unlimited, one vision, one goal. That's to increase you. One world. So let's get with it. We're looking at the third year of doing the show. It's getting fun. People are excited. You've heard from just about anything and everybody that we talk about, folks. We empower you. It needs to be broken down a little bit at times, but the reality of what we talk about is the everyday things that we live in. Now, there's some situational things that may go on, and you may see it on television. I know everybody's wrapped up and ready for the game premiere tonight. And sometimes that world that we think we know really ain't what we know, or is it? See, it looks as if the big-time folks, the ballers, the shot callers are doing it big, but they keep a lot of drama, and it's entertaining. And it looks good. But is that really what's going on? So how you going to say, A.B., how you going to talk about this? You don't really know much about it. You ain't no celeb. You don't know much about it. True. But there are people that do. And there are people out there that can understand that life and that lifestyle and what it means to them, what they've seen, what they've experienced. And we're going to bring it all to the forefront. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to bring on the lovely and talented special guest host for the night. You may have seen her on your television, heard her do her stand-up comedy routine. You may remember her from the hit series titled But Her Own Name, Sia. When Brandy was a little girl, Brandy was doing her thing. I saw Brandy on Wendy Williams last night, baby. Woo, that's what's up. So I want to welcome to the show the very talented, the very lovely, the very funny actress and comedian extraordinaire, Miss Thea the Doll. Thea, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Fantastic. Welcome to the happy hour.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
This is going to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic, we're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewives. And I know, Miss Thea, that a lot of things are going on out there. There's so many different housewives that we look at and we see this image that's portrayed. What are people thinking about their marriage? How is this entertaining? We're going to break this all the way down. Some people are going to call and trip out with us. But for the most part, you know, it's going to be me and you. We're going to rock handle it and just get the men and the women to chime in about this tonight.
Oh, that's cool with me, because you know me, I always got an opinion.
Yes. And this is the place to get real. This is the place we like to keep it real. We want real folks on here at all times. Let them know. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you're online, hit your Facebook folks, tell them to join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z, and join us in the chat room. We're about to get live and livid up in here, up in here, up in here. Come and see how you're doing.
I'm good. I'm getting ready to hit it hard. I got to go to Canada and stuff. And I love performing in Canada because they just are the coolest audiences you ever want to see. And, you know, I do some things around Texas to be close to my mother, but I also am going to Cali. I got to go back to Cali next week and take care of some stuff. I did a commercial with Rampage from the UFC fighter for Xbox, and it's on the internet commercial. It's actually kind of funny, you know, because I play his mother, and you should check it out. It's really cool. You can check it out on my Facebook if you want, and I'm just getting ready to get in the swing of things. You know, it's 2012. I got some changes I want to make, and I'm working on a one-woman show, so I got to, you know, so I can say what I really feel, and it doesn't always have to be giggles. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be giggles all the time. It has to be real. It has to be kept real. And I'm a firm believer, as you get older, there is some things that you have to reevaluate. And what do you think is cool? What do you think is real? What do you think is appropriate? You know, people, I watch these reality shows, Mob Wives. I watched it Sunday. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like watching train wreck TV. That's what it is. you got these alleged women, because these ain't no women. See, grown women can agree to disagree.
Right.
Drita on the show, whatever, the one that look like a man, they all look like men kind of. She always want to hit a bitch. That's her angle. She can't talk but for so long until she want to start swinging. Renee, all she do is holler. It's amazing she ain't had gave herself an aneurysm all that hollering she do. You know, at some point, if every time we get together, we got to start swinging, maybe we really ain't friends.
Okay.
Maybe we just some bitches that know each other.
Right.
Okay. Another thing, on the Housewives of Atlanta, I am sick of people telling me they love NeNe. NeNe, since when do we glorify bullies? NeNe's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Sheree. Oh, God. How narcissistic can you be? How, the only woman there that has earned her own money is Candy. Everybody else been on a man's dick. And Nene is so bold, she act like she forgot she was a hoe on a pole. But she'll judge Kim. At least Kim keep it 100. Big Papa married. He send me some money. I get stuff. At least Kim, I don't, Kim keep it 100. Okay?
Real talk.
Kim at least keep it 100 about who she is, fake as her body parts are. At least she keep it 100. Okay? And she didn't pick no man that we ain't never seen Big Papa, and we don't need to see Big Papa. Because we all know what the real deal, Big Mama is the one that's running that. Because if he was so in love with Kim, he would have left his wife.
This is true.
Okay, and I'll tell any woman out there, 9 times out of 10, the law of averages dictates if a man been with his wife over 10 years, he ain't going nowhere. Because, see, he can kind of trust her. He don't know nothing about you. You the new hoe on the stroll. He can't trust you. And I'm so sick of women acting like your pussy know more tricks than everybody.
Okay.
You don't. You don't. That's the reality. Superhead.
Uh-oh. She
Superhead.
Went there, y'all.
You got a son. You didn't even think about what his perspective on women is going to be. But you know what? I can tell you one thing. I watched a documentary about Superhead, and everybody don't tell the same lie. You played and manipulated everybody you wanted to get around, and you was the hoe that ended up broke. You know, snitches and hoes. You watch gangster films, snitches and hoes is the first one to go.
The first ones always. Mother
always.
Man, quite right.
You a snitch and a hoe. Okay, and good thing you can write. But you know what? One thing is, the men didn't throw you under the bus. You threw them under the bus. They just passed you around like a joint, which
okay.
is what you wanted in the first place, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? A woman, I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell anybody. Roseanne Barr said that you kiss the ass, forever. You suck the dick. That's an art. And I added on to it, but you still got to get on your knees. So if you really, really want to talk about these wives, we can do so. But let us be honest about this fiasco this thing that has turned womanhood into a fiasco.
It is
turned womanhood and young women that are watching this shit into a fiasco. The bad girl club. No. Y'all ain't no bad girls. Y'all just a bunch of wannabes. I seen a woman on Beyond Scared Straight. Her name was Diallo. Bona fide, strong. I ain't got. If the word dyke, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, personified. The bitch had tattooed sideburns. She scared me. Now, if you tackle that woman and whoop her ass, you a bad girl. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think you would mess with a woman like Diallo and get raped and feel very foolish. I am sick of young girls fighting for what? Because you fake. You fake. If you was real and had some dignity, you wouldn't be fighting each other like that. You wouldn't be fighting like
I
that.
I agree.
I ain't going to tell you that in my lifetime that I ain't never had a fight or two. I would love to tell you that. I would love to be able to tell you that, but that's not true. But fighting for the sake of hemming somebody up to bully them to prove a point. That's some weak-minded, childish bullshit. And black women ought to be ashamed of themselves, especially. You don't see the housewives of Beverly Hills fighting each other.
And see, that's the one thing I want to
know. Do you see the white
what
women fighting each
women
other like that?
What makes them celebrities? Like, where are you getting your fame from? Where is this coming from?
This is
how are they becoming famous?
You know what? The housewives of Beverly Hills, they know, they're being honest about it. They married well. A couple of them were child actresses. I'm sorry for the woman whose husband that was kicking her ass, and well, she should have told that shit early.
Wait a minute, who are you talking about?
About on the you know the woman whose husband killed himself.
Now the Beverly Hills, I haven't seen that one.
Well, you should see that. That's the one where the husband, one of the husbands, killed himself, and then she revealed he was kicking her ass. But you know what? He wouldn't have got to kill himself. I'd have killed him. No, you know, he wouldn't have got to do that.
Oh my.
So, oh yeah, see the Beverly Hills Housewives, people sleep on that one. They do. This woman, these women are alcoholics, crazy ass, nuts. You know, but it's a different kind of nuts when you're rich and white.
Mm. Okay.
You could go to therapy. Black people don't often go to therapy. We go to church. Because our help cometh from the Lord. So
well,
I'm not
well.
Mocking nobody. I'm not mocking nobody. I'm just saying these ain't no real women. There ain't no real women go around fighting and acting a fool about some foolish shit. Acting about stupid stuff. What are you talking about? Grown women. We can't talk. We can't reason. We can't agree to disagree. That's why men manipulate us and say, have us thinking we jealous of each other. Every time women get together, and don't let a sister be a large woman like myself, and she say something, well, I don't agree with that. You just jealous of me. Jealous of what? I can't have a mind of my own. We're supposed to have minds of our own. And we don't. We fighting like hoes on the corner.
Y'all hearing from the one and only Pia Vidal, ladies and gentlemen. She's representing here on the online happy hour. And we're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewife. Just going fed, saying the truth and saying what's real. I'm telling y'all, you better tell somebody to chime in with you. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Before I get in, and I want to ask a little bit later, you know, do you know anyone personally that fits into this type of atmosphere? Is this really how celebrity women behave? Because the image is out there.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. There are some women that I know I would call, what's the word that we use? Lunella and I use the word broads.
Okay.
Some women are broads. Broads are women that have been through something. And before any of you little chicks get out and go, well, everybody been through something. You know, your blues ain't always the same blues my blues is. Okay? We have, to my credit, I'm 55 years old. God let me live that long, and he's going to let me live some more. But let me tell you this. You know, when I started in this game in stand-up, this and it's still Hollywood is a racist bitch. Let's get that straight first.
Okay, all right.
Look on TV. Look at the beginning of TV before cable. Hollywood is a racist bitch. It's a vicious racist bitch, but it's like the fox. It's like Malcolm X said, the wolf and the fox. This is the fox. The fox will lead you down the path and say, we're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but really, it's a cross burning at the end of the path. And a tree with a rope for your neck. So if you came up in the 80s doing stand-up like I did, you done been through some stuff. I can't wear my femininity badge all the time because I had to let some of these men know I will shoot you if need be. I will get with you. You're talking to a woman who was a battered wife, and father was abusive to her. So I've been fighting men for a long time. So when I came into this show business thing and the powers that be kept moving the goalposts and men thought they could say and do anything to me, I had to be prepared to stand my ground. Now, real grown-ass women, some women are little feminine, little wonderful flowers, and then there's broads. Broads, nine times out of ten, are ride or die chicks. That's what my sister, Miss Laura, say when she say, "Who did something to my sister?" And she take her wig off. Those are broads.
Those are
broads. Those are sisters. Okay? Those are sisters. Okay? A sister know when not to slam you. You're going through a heartbreak and need to cry, because broads need to cry too sometimes, because we love, we just maybe love harder than other women, you know. Okay? You know, broads are in detective. You remember in the old detective movies? There's always the broad that the detective went to, because she always knew something. She might be able to help. She was the chick that came up with, "I got a gun in my purse, don't worry about it." You know, that chick. and most men, most brothers should be trying to look for a ride of that chick. But they want the video vixen.
Lord.
They want the superheads. And see, and that's why, you know, superhead can't fry no chicken. Superhead looking
for
a cover.
Well, I tell you what.
And
this
some of these housewives,
bring...
just like Nene, go, I'm we'll hold it up, just like Nene, you see how Nene, when she got some money, how Craig wasn't good enough no more? He been supporting her all this time. But she, when she got some money, he wasn't good enough no more, see? That's tacky, that's low-lifed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring somebody on the line that's going to chime in with us real quick. And we're talking about Ms. Tia Vidal had mentioned something about frogs need to cry. Well, this young lady wrote a fantastic play and had a lot of people boo-hooing and crying in the audience. She is one of the writers of the great play With This Ring, and she's on the line right now. Ms. Salima Jones is on the line from Dallas, Texas. Salima, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Andy?
Doing good. Say hello to Ms. Tia.
Hi, Ms. Thea Vidal. How are you been doing?
Hi, Ms. Salima. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I've been keeping up with you for a long time now. I remember you back in the Gap. I used to watch you on TV when I was a little, when I was a couple years younger than I am today.
Oh, girl. Well, thank you for watching me. I appreciate your support.
Not a problem. I've been listening to y'all conversation. Y'all are really off the hook on this radio line today, on this radio line this evening. Y'all are awesomely off the hook.
Because we have to talk about it, the celebrity housewives, the reality of them. I mean, what's going on? Is that the view that you're getting out there, Salima, that this is real?
Well, to be honest, let me just put my small two cents in, whatever it's worth. People watch it. Matter of fact, I was talking to my hairstylist. I was getting my hair done on last Friday, and I was talking to my hairstylist, and we were just kind of talking about the ins and outs on TV, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Now, she says she watches it, and a couple other people, you know, watched it. It was just pure D entertainment. Nothing real, nothing to really, you know, build your life after, but just something to kind of make you laugh, and really that's about it. I don't watch it, me personally, because I can't get past the fact that nobody is really married on any of these shows. They either jump off, baby mamas, exes, or some other sort. But nobody is really married, so I'm not really sure how they get the term housewives to begin with. So I can't really get down with it because I can't get past the fact that ain't nobody a housewife.
Well, you, Shawnee and Basketball Wives, I'm a comic, so I watch it to laugh. I mean, it's not funny. At first, when I first saw it, I will tell you it was amusing, just like your hairdresser friend said. But when I started looking at it, and these black women, and I'm saying this, and I'm saying this to us, for us, you know, we all don't get down like that.
No, we don't.
And Evelyn on the Basketball Wives and Shawnee. Shawnee was married to Shaq and, you know, the other, you know, I look at it, Jennifer, we watched her marriage dismantle, and I looked at something on it. I looked at it, and I saw Jennifer's husband, and in a weak moment, I saw a man who didn't want this divorce. He just didn't know how to fix it. He didn't know what to do. And he told his wife, if anybody that's an avid watcher that's listening, do you recall when he said, your friend, your girl Evelyn, there's some things you don't know about her. And see, misery loves company. And see, now Evelyn got, what is it, Ocho Cinco, whatever the name is. Okay, his ego and her ego, that marriage is going to collide. I don't see that marriage happening, but if it does, it's going to collide because there is no ego in marriage. That's why when the preacher says, do not enter into this, don't take marriage lightly, it's a reason for that. It's a reason why he says, forsaking all others, I cleave unto my wife. There's a reason for that. And I think that when you see black women who are so, we want husbands. I know I would like a husband. I just can't be married to a weak man. I got to be married to a real man. You setting the tone, some of it makes us look like whores.
It seems like everybody on the show who is married or who or even in some type of relationship, it does not work out and it does not last. By the end of the season or by the beginning of the next season, they are no longer together.
Because they sabotage each other.
Correct.
Women sabotage. Women are saboteurs. What did you say, baby?
You said they do what? They sabotage each other?
Sabotage. It's sabotage. Let me just tell you, this is how, and I can say this from an overview of having sisters, having cousins, and you always got that one cousin that is a saboteur. You always got that one friend, she don't mean to be a saboteur, and when the chips is down, she'd probably be there for you, but in the back of her mind, there's always one woman in the group that just can't stand to see a woman that she deems in the back of her mind that she's better looking, has a better body or whatever in her mind, that why can't she have what that other woman has? Okay?
Wow.
Silently, quietly sabotages. And you know I'm telling the truth.
She is telling the truth. She's definitely telling the truth. You know, everybody either got somebody in their family and or a friend.
Or a friend. If you have a friendship of four women, it's a hoe in that group. There's a hoe. If we genetically hang in packs of 3 to 7. Somewhere in there. The 7 may not all get together, but the core 4 will.
And you're right, the core 3 or 4 definitely will.
It's a hoe there.
Oh,
there's a hoe. If you close your eyes and click your heels 3 times, the hoe will pop up.
Hello.
And I'm speaking the truth. So if any of the hoes is out there, call in and chime in and explain to me and Salima here and Andy why you feel compelled to do what you do. And some women right now are trying to emulate these women.
That is true. They trying to put their foot down in the same path that these other women are walking. And believe you me, they are not walking in the right path.
And let me tell you something. All women, real grown-ass women, ain't walking around in 7-inch stiletto heels all day long trying to be cute. Because you know why? Because we got shit to do. We got babies to pick up, babies to drop off. We got to go to work, got to go fried chicken. We got stuff to do.
We got stuff to do.
Keep this in mind, Dallas, Texas. If y'all need something to do next Wednesday on the 18th, the team that gave you last year's extravaganza, the ladies' roundtable that was in Garland, Texas, is now taking things to the mid-cities. Next Wednesday, January 18th, Jennifer Onwamir and the Gingerbread Marketing Company present the Single Mingle Show at the Arlington Improv, and that's at 309 Curtis Mathis Way in Arlington Highlands. The Single Mingle Show is where single stuff happens. It's hosted by CJ Sidman Carter. It's a comedy show. It's a dating game. It's a really good time. It's going to be 8 o'clock next Wednesday night. You can hit the information at thesinglemingleshowarlington.eventbrite.com. And I want someone to join me as I go out here to this event. I'm going to see who's going to chime in and keep it 100 with Ms. Thea Vidal, myself, and also Salima that's on the line with us tonight. We're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewives, folks. And if you don't know by now, the call-in number is 646-727-3279. I know the chat room is out of control because, Ms. Thea, they were talking about the mob wives are really gangster. They know what's going on.
You know what? The Mob Wives, I've actually seen the Mob Wives show, and they are lightweight gangsta, but, I mean, nobody is really in the mob anymore on that particular show. And some of them, like, I think
they're in jail and getting out.
Right. It was one in jail, and he got out. He in a halfway house now, but nobody's really married either on that show either. I think it's like one or two of them married. One of them is married, and her husband is in jail. One of them, I think, is either going through a divorce or is divorced. Her husband just got out.
Judy's husband is in jail, in prison, and she's divorcing him because she found out he cheated on her. Well, first of all, anybody that's
she divorced him. I didn't know that.
Girl, yeah, she talking about she found out he cheated on her, and she divorcing him, and, oh, she's hot as a bowl of grits with that man. And it's like, you know what? I know you don't know this, but he in prison. He ain't even telling you when he going to get out. If a man don't tell you when he getting out of prison, talking about he don't know. Yeah, he know. He know because he in there doing some extra shit over there. And Jenny's husband, I think her name is Jennifer, the oldest one.
I think you may be right, yeah.
Her husband, he's her ex-husband, but he won't leave her life. And she can't leave her life because she's still in love with him. And he said he's going to do right. This past Sunday, he said he's going to do right, and he want to be with her because she has been the constant in his life. That stood up for him, gave him a son, all that yada yada.
What?
And you know what? Yeah, he said that. She started crying. He said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "Because I've been waiting for you to say this. I've been waiting for you to act right." And Julia, what's her name's husband? Carla's husband, he's out, but he's in a halfway house. Drita's husband been cheating on him. Sammy Grafana's daughter, Karen, she is writing that book, and her and Drita got into it at a home chick's birthday party and spoiled the party, you know, and they double-teamed Karen and her cousin Ramona, double-teamed Drita, and whooped up on her. They whooped up on her. They sure did. I'm sick of them
fighting.
Oh, yeah,
they fight on that show for real.
They get with each other, and I question if you can't get along and we got to fight every time we see each other, we ain't friends. We really ain't friends. And I need you not to be in the vicinity of me, and I'm not going to be in the vicinity of you. Because you know what? If they was real gangsters, one of them bitches would have got shot.
Right, by now, if not twice.
One of y'all should have got shot by now. Somebody should have pulled the straight razor out their titties and did some slicing. You can tell I'm from the South, right?
But you know what? You so right. So if they was real gangster like that, somebody would have been cut somebody up real quick.
Yeah, because, see, you know, Drita ain't going to be, I'm going to be honest with you, Drita's the kind of bitch you got to shoot her for to get the point. Because she's always talking about somebody going to an ambulance when I fight. Every time I fight, there's always an ambulance call. Well, there was one call for you last Sunday.
Right.
Don't cry for the bell tolls. The bell tolls for thee.
I don't get it.
This is the bad part. You don't see men fighting like this.
You never see the men fighting, ever. You don't even see them arguing, to be honest. They may have a slight disagreement about something, maybe, but you don't even see them arguing or even getting crunk with each other like that.
You don't see none of the men doing that. Because you know why? Because men have been conditioned to be team players. They have been conditioned and taught that we can agree to disagree. It is women that have been taught that every woman is an enemy, and every woman cannot possibly be your enemy. Every woman is not your enemy.
We get that at a very early age, ladies. We get that at a very, very early age, whether there's adults around or not. Little boys, they're going to try each other sooner or later. Trust and believe. You got little brothers, you got little cousins. They're going to try each other. They're going to squash this out. And guess what? We're going to go right back and start hanging out and kicking it. Because you know what? We had a little issue. Now we resolved it. That's how we get down. When we can come to, like Miss Thea said, we can agree to disagree. Okay, that's cool. You made your point. I made mine. Let's keep on rolling.
Men don't fight over women. Women fight over men. A woman will break a date with her girlfriends to go be with a man. A man does not break his dates, his plans with his brothers to hang out with his boys to be with a woman.
Truth in the matter. Couldn't have said it better myself, folks. This is real deal tonight. If you don't know about the online happy hour, somebody you know does. And this is how we get down. It's going down like bad stock each and every Tuesday night, folks. If you're in Dallas, Texas, I got to let my Dallas family know. Y'all can advertise right here. Promote yourself. Separate yourself from the hustler, the small hustler, and be a business owner. Flair 4 Boutique is about to have its grand opening coming soon. The new address is 917 North Hampton in DeSoto, Texas. If you're familiar with the DFW, it's off the corner of Hampton and Pleasant Run over there by the Jack in the Box. And I can't go back to that Jack in the Box because I had some issues there. But it's still over that area in DeSoto, folks. So the web address is flareboutiqueusa.com. That's where you're going to get your information. It's Flair for Boutique. And the web address is flareboutiqueusa.com, opening up soon in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Trust and believe, folks, we're keeping it real. We're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewives with special guest Ms. Thea Vidal. I need to hear from the men. Fellas, I need you to chime in. I mean, the chat room is out of control. The phone lines are blowing up. We got a little silence over there. But you know what? If the men don't want, that's fine. Let's go ahead and get the great comedian extraordinaire Ms. Mama Michelle on the line to kind of swing the bat and come back in for it once again. Mama Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Lord have mercy, we in for a treat tonight. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Big up to Thea in there handling her business. I've been listening to y'all. I mean, I've been keeping score on right, wrong, indifferent, right, wrong, indifferent. Now I'm tired of writing and everything like that, but yeah, the fighting is what I wanted to comment on. When Thea said, you know, hey, you know, somebody would have been cut, and then we went on to say how women, you know, men are team players. The only thing I wanted to throw out there, and I want your response on it, if men were taught to be such team players, then why do we have such black-on-black crime? You know, men aren't just any more team player, or there's a little bit of bitch in the guys that maybe shoot each other, but dudes be shooting too. They just, you know, wouldn't be on TV fighting over a female because that looks stupid. They have so devalued black females, and we done stepped so out of line that, you know, they don't have enough humility and respect for ourselves not to go on TV acting like you somebody's wife when you ain't really even the Negro girlfriend no more. You ain't even, you several girlfriends removed. When you go over his house, you smell coochies of ghost past. You smell like the three ghosts from prison. You smell the past, the present, and the future, and none of them is yours.
Now, I concur on some of that, but I'm going to tell you why. When you're talking about, I'm assuming we're talking about men that are the men in the street and that they shoot each other and stuff, those thugs. Let me tell you what that is. That is a feudal belief that you own some territory that is neither one of y'all's.
Okay.
Latinos do it. Blacks do it. Gangsters, gangbangers. I don't consider gangbangers the gangsters to me. I think they're just thugs, street thugs. I'm going to tell you what the deal is. That they believe that certain streets and territory is theirs, allegedly. But we all know the white man owned everything. Last time I checked, the white man owned everything.
But I bet some Chinese people argue with you about that.
You know, some who will argue with me?
I bet some Chinese people argue with you about that. China,
let me tell you something. If you want to talk about why the Chinese man is in the black neighborhood, he's there just like the Jew was in our neighborhood, just like the Vietnamese was in our neighborhood. They're in our neighborhood because the white man don't want them in his. That's why he's
there. And
that's
the reason why she can go hard now.
Okay.
I mean, that's another
that's the truth. That's the truth. You don't see no nail shops like you do in the hood, in the white neighborhood. You don't see it. I know because I lived in the white neighborhood in L.A. You don't see it.
I'm really not referring to, like, the stores. See, I'm talking about really, you know, more of, you know, our national debt is owned by China than it's owned by any other country.
You know what? Let me tell you something. And I believe this in my core. Racism is the stem of how America got to the situation it is in now. See, you wouldn't, if America, you know what America's greatest problem is? Greedy white straight male. Some more men that agree to disagree, but they are doing one thing that they believe is the common good. And that's to control everything and to keep everybody at each other's throats so they can do what they need to do. See, while we killing each other, the white man is busy doing stuff. He's busy. He's busy, 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 busy. Kind of like the devil. Remember when God said to Satan when he was talking about Job, he said, Satan, where you been? He said, I've been in and out, through and through, in and out, all around. Just doing me. That's what he does. So he keeps us at each other by design. The black woman is a black woman is more likely to be more successful than a black man by design. Okay? The white man been keeping us apart from each other since he brought us on the slave ship. And I can take you all the way back to welfare when it first started. If you got public housing and you wanted that welfare check, you could not have a man in your house. And if you think I'm learning, what do you think they got that on Claudine? That was real. So you had black men that couldn't, had to help their family, but had to be away from their family. And if a man is away from his family and he can't be with the family that he initially was with, he creates another family and another family and another family because he has no place really to lay his head to call his own because he's been blocked.
Now, hold on the thought, Miss Thea. I like that, and it's time for the brothers to speak up. it's time for the brothers to go ahead and get real. This is what we do on the online happy hour, folks. Don't let this be the last time y'all listen. I told you we go hard in the paint. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? We're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewives. Special guest, Miss Thea Vidal. We're chiming in. We're doing it right. Mama Michelle has chimed in here in Dallas, and also Miss Salima Jones has chimed in from Dallas. D-Town is keeping it hot. I got Mr. Dwight Carey, former standout with the Kansas City Chiefs, is chiming in as well, and also the manager of Miss Lori Dawn, and he's on the line right now that wants to chime in and say a little something to us. Dwight, what's going on? Happy New Year to you, brother.
Same here, buddy. How are you doing tonight?
All right.
All right, all right. Hey, I'm on my Bluetooth. You got you receiving me good?
Oh yeah, man. Technology is
okay.
Great.
All right. Hey, man. Yeah, so much to talk about. We went from celebrity housewives to a very good history lesson. I really appreciate that. She had some powerful things to say about why we're in the position that we are in as a race. But let me chime in on something first. Guys, don't believe the hype about this celebrity housewife thing, because I know for a fact, you know, they'll be filming and they'll tell them, say, well, you know, that wasn't dramatic enough. Let's do it again. Let's get another shot. I mean, they may be sitting at the pool and get 5 minutes after 7 hours of taping. So don't believe the hype about all that BS that's going on all these reality shows, because I tell you what, if you were acting, if your wife was acting such a fool as these women are acting and they were inside of the organization, somebody be paying a dear, heavily cost. So I know for a fact, you'll get your hat brought to you for as a player's concern, for as a wife's concern. You don't bring shame to an organization. So these ladies are on the outside. You see what none of them on a show while they were married to a ball player. Because none of that stuff would go on if they were married to a ball player. So, I mean, these are women that's trying to hold.
Why is that, Dwight?
Oh, hey, man, I mean, it's about business, y'all. It's about branding. You're not gonna malign my brand by your ignorance. You know, you're not going to be allowed to just act a fool and I'm paying you. I'm feeding your husband. I mean, I'm providing your husband with a livelihood. That will not go on as long as somebody is involved in the organization. So these women are, how can I say, as my dad used to say, them 14-year-old boys start smelling themselves. Well, these women are smelling themselves, and they think that they're grown, so they want to act like they're grown, and they're making a fool out of themselves. That's my opinion.
You know what? That's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
I tell you, man, that will not go on with a current ball player's wife, because he will check her. Now, you want a quick way to divorce? Mess with my paycheck.
Mess with my paycheck. Fool with me?
Yeah. Oh, so you don't enjoy this car and this house that this team is providing us with. So you want to get you some fame. Well, go on out there and get your fame, but you won't do it on the team's dime. It just does not happen. This is basic economics, guys. It's not hard to understand. You will not take away from my dollars by being a fool.
And part of that is I have to look at the fact that most of us, in most cases, what you are attracted to the most is pretty much what you are. So if you are attracted to a fool, 9 times out of 10, you might be a damn fool yourself.
Oh, hey,
because
hey, man.
Because qualities up in him.
That is a good point. Good point, Andy. I mean, you cannot fish in a swamp and catch a marlin. You're going to catch tadpoles all day long. So, you know, if you're swimming, if you're fishing in that neighborhood lake, thinking you're catching a big bass or marlin or something like that, you're catching that tadpole, and we know what tadpoles do. You know, these guys that's associating themselves with women that are driven for pure dollar, pure easy life, and not the quality in a woman. You know, if you're searching for something other than what your mother shows you what a woman is supposed to be, you in trouble.
Now, stop right there, because that right there is a key thing. And I know Ms. Thea can help us chime in on that, because what they saw, maybe they didn't see their mom.
Let us be honest about what you say. A lot of what you say is true, but a lot of, in the past with sports celebrities, a lot of stuff has been covered up. Of their mistakes. A lot of Daryl Strawberry. It was covered for a while, but he got so out the pocket that they couldn't. You know, the addiction spoke louder than, you know, the people around him. Another thing, and this is what I want to say to my people. You know, I'm getting weary of. Sports figures making babies and leaving women. And the reason why I say sports figures, because baseball, basketball wives, and now they got baseball wives, and I don't watch that because that's too ridiculous. And this is the deal, is that it has become so stereotypic of black men to have several children with several different women. The sad part about that is you're not being a father to your children. And see, men learn to act like men. A woman can guide a male child, but for so far. But a man was needed to make that child. And that man is not there. See, men need to teach men how to be men. And I was fortunate enough, when I woke up in the morning, I saw my daddy. Okay? Do you realize how many women are trying to create a nuclear family and believe, they want to believe that these men are going to step up and be with them because they've been told they're going to step up and be with them, and they find themselves in this cycle of dreaming of the family they never had. And we have lost the family unit because we got grandma, we got a new family unit now. We got grandma, we got generations of women raising children by themselves and no men stepping up. There are very few men, D.L. Hughley's father, Shaq's father, there are very few men that step in and raise another woman's child and give them the name and raise them in the way that they should go. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
When
you don't have the foundation of the mother and the father being together as a team, it's a 50-50 chance it could go either way. I'm asking black men that are listening out there, it's time for you to step up and claim your kingdom. I believe my people are the lost tribe of Israel. I believe that. I believe we are the lost ones because we have been here the longest. And we have seen, and the black folk ain't been the same since the white man gave us a job at the post office. Black people used to love each other. And now we've created this disdain, and we don't even know where it came from. I know where it came from, but I don't even know. It was so manipulated, so craft, just craft, the craft behind it was so intricate. And if it was an art, it would be Picasso. That we are slowly killing ourselves within ourselves. Rome did not fall from outside; it fell from within. But in this case, the devil is doing his job. And I'm asking black men, you need to step up and be the men that your ancestors were. Be men and raise these children and raise these and lead your house. A woman, black women aren't angry by design. We're angry because we tired. We need you to step up your game and be the man you're supposed to be. Be the head of a house. A woman will follow if there is a leader. We will submit if you will lead. But if you will not lead, we will take over. And you will be holding our purse for the rest of eternity.
Oh, my goodness. Who holds purses up in? It's probably something on here. They may have hung up the phone by now. Because once you touch that nerve, it's like, you can't be talking about me.
My daddy never looked at my mama first.
It's a baby. You don't talk about me. It's because a couple of them out there like that.
You know, step up.
Speaking of stepping up, I got to keep you. Y'all know that's my heart. Kansas City is where I'm from. This is a white carry that chimed in. Former Kansas City Chief was a tight end.
You know it.
Okay, well, I need to bring another former Kansas City Chief tight end that's going to chime in on this show. We're talking about the reality of the celebrity housewives. Special guest, Ms. Thea Vidal, here on the online happy hour. Y'all know this is where it is, baby. My man from Grambling State University, Mr. Tracy Green, is chiming in. Big Tracy, what's happening, bro?
What it do, fam? What it do? First off, I got to throw a shout out to the big meaty bone you got on here. Thea, baby, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, I do good.
Oh, really? I'd like to see that.
Yes, ma'am, and I ain't holding no purse either.
What'd you say, baby?
I'll say I'm not holding no purse either, not for no eternity, not for no minute.
Oh, that's it. Well, you must be a real man then.
Boom.
Well, I'll tell you this. It takes more. I don't know about a lot of women, but I know this woman out there is listening to your voice, and they're saying, that don't sound like a gay dude. And that sounds like a real man. You know what? It'll take more than a penis.
A
man with a mind.
It goes way deeper than both.
Oh.
There's little push-ups and sit-ups is what we do around here.
Yes, sir. But look here, man.
Oh,
man, just same old working, taking care of the kids, beating off the chicken heads. Ain't nothing changed, bro, from the ground. Now the grind is still the same. But I got to say something on this celebrity housewife bullshit. It's a damn lie, because what grown man you know finna let his woman get on TV and air out business and be fighting, talking shit for a couple of little dollars? It's not going to happen. That's bullshit.
Well, Shaq's wife is the one that made Basketball Wives.
Yeah, and Shaq's wife was real reserved about the stuff that she put on. She let her girlfriends act a damn fool, but she was real tight with her lips. If you really watch it,
she doesn't say too much of nothing. You ain't seen Shawnee, actually, I've only seen Shawnee instigate one time.
Well, maybe so. I didn't even see that. But I'm going to tell you this. Real talk, the cats that I played ball with, and I'm going to speak for them because I'm going to say how I was and how I still am. You're not getting on TV. You ain't telling nobody our business. You and them damn girlfriends ain't finna play games. You're not finna put your hands on no damn body. If you want to put your hands on somebody, put them on me. Leave your girlfriends out there. They stuffing and scratching trying to get their own shit, and they'll bring you down with them. No, we're going to keep our house tight. It's happy up in here. It might be hell out there, but you ain't going to be a part of it. This shit that I see on TV is just, it's bullshit. That damn Nick T, this fucking Housewives of Atlanta. See, this shit with Bob Whitfield and his wife up in fucking court about child support. I know niggas that go through child support every day. I see this shit. That's bullshit. Oh, Bob don't want to pay this. Oh, Bob ain't paid that. Whole stop line. because if it was that serious, she would have been up in that damn office fucking crying. This shit would have been way over with. He wouldn't have been back and forth with you in court because your ass would have been on him so damn tough the shit would have been took care of. That's bullshit. Propaganda, ratings for the TV, more money, second, third, fourth season until the shit just burns out. That's how it really is.
That's a good point because Sheree crying like she just can't bear to fight him. I'd put out him that cockeyed motherfucker up so bad it'd be, oh, he'd be retarded when I get through. Stanford, Stanford University degree or not, I would be. And okay, this is the messed up part that made it dramatic was when she found out she had to leave her house because he hadn't been paying the note on the house. Now, in real, for me, when that sheriff came to my door and we had to pack up our stuff in a few minutes, when I found him, and I would find him, I'd get me a baseball bat and put in some work because now I got to hurt you. Because now you done made me look like a fool on TV. I done lost my house. And Now, that's the part that would make me hurt you. When you mess with me, mess with my children, and you mess with the roof over our head, that's a bad lick. He, on the other hand, you know, when he gets on the show, I actually wish I could go to Magic City with him and see what eye he's looking at the women in.
Yeah, can I go? I love Magic City.
I love Magic City. The guys took me. They thought it would be fun. The guys thought it would be fun to take me to a strip club.
Going. But see, the real talk, man, this woman is straight up. See, I got to give you props on that because ain't no black woman who's really, really loving their kids going to fuck up and leave their lifestyle. Might get divorced, but before I walk out this door, all this shit going to be handled. And that's
exactly
what it works. I don't know no woman that's going to say, oh, well, you go ahead. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to be all docile and submissive while you gone with the money, fucking all the other hoes that she was fucking while we was mad. That's bullshit.
No. And I'm not having, and I'm going to get me the meanest, dirtiest lawyer I can find. I'm going for your juggler. When I hear everything you got, it on your card, it'll say, was mine. That's what it'll be.
Wow.
That's
real
talk.
That's what it'll be. That's what you do. You don't see Michael Jordan's ex-wife. She got him good, though.
I have to enjoy that.
I have to enjoy that because, woo! That was good. Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because he hard-headed. What men don't understand is about women. If you mess with a little chippy, that's what my grandmother called them, chippies. Okay, don't you know the chippy, if you taking care of the chippy now has the money and the means to go to the same hair salon I go to. See, you keep your hoe in another state. You don't bring your hoe in the vicinity.
No.
Now I got to wonder, and ain't a woman in there that been to the beauty shop ain't never talked. Because that's the whole thing. Because, you know, it takes black hair 5-6 hours to get done. So, So I ain't got nothing to do but talk. Hoes talk. They got to talk because they can't have that bling bling on them and not tell them. I say, where you get that? I'm going to tell you a secret. And they always tell it to the gay hairdresser. It's Michael Jordan. See now you know gay hairdressers can't keep no secrets. Because now she didn't tip the hair. Oh boy, I'm gonna give you this $50 for doing my hair. Thank you. She tipped him good. She think he keeping a secret, but he going, I'm gonna tell that. And the world is very small, despite the consensus. It's very small, especially now with the internet and all that stuff. So now it's already out. Now my wife, Mrs. Jordan, I got to be humiliated.
Well,
you know, Kobe got to pay too. He gonna pay a lot too. It costs to mess with hoes.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
The higher
of a level you go, the higher price that hoe is going to be.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
No,
it's not true. Let me tell you something. You're making that money, you playing that ball, even the motherfucking rich ones will fuck for free. Because in the back of their mind, the notoriety of fucking with somebody is not going to ever change.
But Tracy, they still do that now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what? Let me tell you what women are. Men think they're the predator, but they're not. We are. We're the predators. We're like, you know what we are? We're like gold miners. Well, you know, when you dig for gold, in initial digging, you got to crack the rock, and a man is a rock. He's a rock. You got to chip at it. You got to work with it. Now, women that are young women, we are taught that a man, you may be ugly right now, but you got potential. Now, you playing ball in high school, okay, now you got basketball, you got colleges looking at you, okay, I'm going to be with you. You know, you ain't got no money, and you drive your mama's car, and it's a station wagon, but you know what, in the overall big picture, I'm going to be there for when the big picture. See, women see the big picture. Men don't see the big picture like women see the big picture. Women say, I will stay with this. I'm going to mine him until I get a nugget of gold. Now, when you get picked up by a college, that's a little nugget of gold. See, now all he got to do is play and be good. I'm going to help him with his homework. I'm going to go to the same college. I might have to, and to search the slight inch that you might stray away from my program, now I'm going to have to do something. The oldest trick in the book, I might have to get pregnant. Damn. I'm going to ruin. Okay, well, look, it's big picture. So now, by senior year, maybe not senior year, you get picked up sophomore year in college, and you get picked up by the NBA. Well, I got pregnant. Oops. Okay, now, you going to marry me. You going to marry me because your mama say you going to marry me. You going to marry me because you trust me. You know I love you unconditionally. I've been loving you for this long. You got to marry me. You don't got to. You're going to. Because you know what? You can trust me. I was with you when you wasn't shit. That's how you get to be an NBA wife. You go from high school, college. You mine that piece of rock until it comes up gold. Keep on mining until it comes gold.
It damn near happened to me, but I stopped. But it did happen to a young man that played in that Alabama LSU game last night.
Okay. Yeah, look. It happened to all of them.
Yeah, he got two right now before we enter the NFL draft. So, as the old saying goes, the seed was planted accordingly. I understand.
Women have to mind. We have to be with you on speculation.
Close to home now. Wait a minute. Slow down. I had two right before I signed my contract, so now slow it down. You know, mine ain't but 2 months apart.
See, and you did it with two different women. Bad move.
Brilliant deduction, Thea. That's real good, baby.
I know you didn't have no twins. I had twins. My husband was an overachiever.
No, I didn't have twins.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Now, even if I'm linked to you till that child is 18, I'm still getting some of that check.
Damn
and
right.
I'm gonna get some check, and then you know what? And if you're not careful, and I tell them, I've even told my son, get a vasectomy till you get it together, because they can redo, undo that.
That's the same thing they told Antonio Cromartie. Now, y'all may or may not know this. This is my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma. They call him Mr. 765, and I think y'all know why. I've said this before, because he has seven children by six women in five states. And, yes, his agent told him, get a vasectomy. If you choose not to pull out, brother, that's your issue, but get a vasectomy. Because the reason, when he went to New York Jets a couple years ago, he had to sign a $10 million signing bonus to cover his back child support.
God,
Lord.
In the state of New York, back child support.
You know what?
that brings me up on another point. You know, people say, well, these guys making all this money. Why are they getting in trouble? Why are they out there selling dope? Why are they hustling on the side? First off, Phil, you foremost should know about making that big paper. Uncle Sam got his hand in your pocket on the check at the bank waiting.
Amen.
Then on top of that, now Sally Sue, Kim, Robin, Mary, Thais, and the rest of them that you jacked up, I ain't going to say you jacked up because kids are a blessing. I can't go there with that. But they getting their cut of the pie. Then you got your
agents,
so what,
your managers, your publicists.
Everybody getting there. So that nice little $1 million, so you know one of them high price paid guys, you know, maybe like $600,000 a game. Okay, that check, that $600,000 check all of a sudden looked like, $95,000. Okay, now you're trying to figure out why the hell you ain't got but 15 to 20% of your check. So you got this partner on the side that wants to say, hey, man, go on and give me that. I'm going to flip it in 2 weeks for you. I'm going to give you the crust off the top. Then I'm going to go on and keep the rest. You get yours back plus a little change. We can keep popping like that. You look up, all right, man, you done took that 50 grand and made it to 500. Now you ready to buy you some real stuff. Okay, people don't understand that. Just because
they don't, and they don't. They don't because, you know, people say, well, where's the money? I still got money, but it ain't like that. People don't realize you got to be in the game for a long time for that money to accrue. You know, you got to be in that money. You got to be in that game for a long time for that money to stack up like that. You got to make $20 million pitches.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make you make a pitch for $20 million.
You have to become a brand to
get that kind of money.
I'm saying the thing is, it's like a lot of these sports don't have coaches like Chuck Noll. I don't know if you know about the Terry Bradshaw story. When Terry Bradshaw came out of Louisiana Tech, when he went to the Steelers, coach told him, you know what, you're going to get 35% of your salary because you're too much of a damn fool and too stupid to manage your money. That's why you see Terry Bradshaw living good, happy, because he had somebody there, which is called a support system, to help him. A lot of these cats getting out of school, because you don't think about it. When I came out, man, my contract was $100,000+ a year. I was paying, what, $14,000 and $15,000 respectively a month for child support, on top of my drinking, my kicking it, my trying to live with the rest of the fellas and how they making money on the team. Man, that money goes quick, especially when you ain't getting that much.
And yep, living La Vida Loca.
10-15 years later, man, you still got some of that NFL money? Nigga, I never had none of the NFL money. I had the life, but not the money.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
the truth. And I still say, woman ain't going on TV putting my damn business out there unless she going to put some real business out there, and that's when you'll see the business because my hand will be around her damn throat on camera. Are you crazy? We both going to jail tonight.
Because you know what? You don't see no, and the black men that you see on there, they look weak.
Pussy whipped. That's what it is. I hate to say it, but they are.
They look whooped. Jennifer's husband looks whooped. He looks like he don't want that divorce.
I think y'all got a celebrity housewife on the phone right now.
Who?
Who you got on the phone? We might have a celebrity housewife on the phone right now. I hope she does have a blog talk radio show called That's Entertainment, and she knows about the 411 in New York City. Miss Tammy Jones Gibbs is on the line. Tammy, what's up?
Hi, how's everybody doing? Hi, Andy. Hi, Thea. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, great.
Just omit me. Wow.
This is Andy, right? I thought I said.
Well, hi, Tammy. My name is Tracy Green.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm better now.
I just wanted to make a comment about going back to the reality shows. Victoria Gotti, who everybody know who is the daughter of the infamous John Gotti, she's going to be on Celebrity Apprentice in a couple of weeks, and she's getting ready to – they had appointed her or made her the editor-in-chief of a reality magazine. And in the magazine, it talks about how everyday people can become reality stars and how they're going to give you the 411 on all the reality people, how they got into the reality business, whatever. And I was just talking about this on my show a couple of weeks ago, how a lot of people don't like reality television, but unfortunately it's not going away. Every time you turn around, they're creating more and more reality shows. And a lot of the women get on these shows to not just because of the money or fame, but to create a brand for yourself, for themselves. Because if you look at the reality, the Housewives of New York, Bethany Frankel, when she got on there, she didn't have a dime. She was broke. She didn't have nowhere to live. She was a single woman. And now she's one of the richest women, according to Forbes, because of her skinny girl margarita. And look at NeNe Leakes. She's branding her brand because of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's going into acting. She's doing appearances and stuff. So these women are getting on these shows to make themselves instant celebrities and to create a brand for themselves. But unfortunately, because of the way they're carrying on and acting, unfortunately, they're creating more and more as we speak. And Victoria Gotti is getting ready to come out with this magazine to show people how to become reality stars.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, it's not going away.
Well, I understand that. It's easy. It's cheaper to make a reality show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
is cheaper, and from that, when you stand that standpoint, because I was up for a reality show, the problem is for me, what I'm seeing is the breakdown of womanhood. The foolishness is that, you know, men are. I was in Iraq, and their belief of women, about women, you know, they think we're secondary people because it just by our behavior, it affirms what some of the things that Middle Eastern men think about women, and that, you know, they should be kept in, you have to keep a woman in order and in line because look how out of control they get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we do. I'm sorry. The women, I mean, they're making money, and I applaud a sister, get what you can get, but in the end of the day, is that what you want your daughter to be?
Yeah.
Is that what
right.
you want your daughter to be? Is that what and people, you know, you can say what you want, but I've been in this business almost 30 years, and I see more people coming to me and say, you remind me of my grandmama. You remind me of my mama. My mama talked like you. You're my auntie. She kept everybody in line. And she, you know, if I remind you of somebody you love, that's a good thing. But if I remind you of somebody that is, NeNe Leakes reminds me of this big oversized fifth grader named Antoinette, and she was a bully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when people applaud people who bully and brutalize people for sport. That's why children are killing themselves in school now, because they'd rather be dead than go to school than deal with being bullied. This
yeah.
bullying
right.
shit is over. If you dig a bully, something is wrong with you. Nobody should bully. You know what? You're all right if you have an opinion or a disagreement. That's okay, cool. But NeNe is a bully. And I defy anybody to tell me any different. She may pretend if she is not. You know what? The best role that you act is because it's part of you. And I believe NeNe. I've seen her on The Apprentice. And she was disrespectful and rude, and Dionne Warwick called her just what she was, a coward. And I'm sorry, I don't fuck with cowards. They'll get you killed.
That's real talk. Hey, Tammy, thanks for chiming in.
Anytime.
You know, we're talking about moving back to the youth.
I look forward to meeting you.
When is your show on, Tammy?
It's Every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's That's Entertainment.
Definitely make sure y'all check out Miss Tammy Jones Gibbs. I thought she was a celebrity housewife, because, you know, she'd be knowing the 411 about everything that's going on.
You wouldn't happen to watch Mob Wives, would you? No.
Yes, yes, I do. And you know, you were saying about the how Needy is like a bully. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was talking about how the basketball wives, the mob wives, well, the basketball wives, the mob wives go a little step beyond. And because when you see how they act and how they're threatening each other, and they're talking about the next time they see Drea, or they see what's her name, they're going to have a wrench. And now they make basketball wives look really small, because they're called mob wives for a reason. I mean, they go in gangster, but I don't hear the Italian American community saying anything about mob wives. Now, the only one that said something about it was Victoria Gotti, because, you know, she's an Italian American woman and she don't like mob wives. She said it's like a stereotype, just like when the Italian Americans came out and said they didn't like the Jersey Shore,
sure,
how they made the Italian young people look crazy. And as far as I'm concerned, I think mob wives go a step beyond, because they're threatening to kill each other. They walking around with weapons. It's crazy.
Well, I think they're gangsterish. I don't think they're the hardest. I think now if they put some black gangster wives on there, we might see some.
Yes,
because, you know, I cut a bitch. I don't care. You know, put the cholos on. Shit, you watch Beyond Scared Straight. See if you don't see some people that scared the shit out you. now that's reality. No, but I mean, you know, all the fighting they do on Mob Wives, by now somebody should have been and got hit in the head with a somebody should have been in the hospital by now.
Right, right.
If you that tough, if you that bad, you know, I wouldn't go nowhere without my gun with them four hoes. You know,
yeah.
Somebody, I'm going to shoot you in your pinky toe so you know I'm not playing with you. You know, I'm just, you know, because somebody need to get wounded. That's what somebody need to get wounded. And I don't see that, you know, because I grew up with women that would stab you with a fork. So, you know, it's just,
yes,
in church.
Yes.
Anyway. I'm looking at it, and I see a lot of hollering and screaming, and, you know, some Italian Americans are very expressive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they need to put some black gangsters on there, some Latino gangsters, cholos, and let's see where it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a two-episode show, though.
I'm gonna be down there with some gangsters this weekend, and I know if y'all know anything about New Orleans and Louisiana,
oh,
down there in the dirty city.
My daddy's
in
Louisiana.
But you know what? I'm gonna be there this weekend. I'm gonna go down there. I gotta show some love and some support, because it's Martin Luther King weekend.
Right.
And on Sunday down in Baton Rouge, they're hosting the second annual Louisiana versus the World High School Football Championship.
Ooh.
And my main man, Vincent Mann, along with Bullet Sports down in Baton Rouge, just put together a phenomenal event for young men to showcase their talent and allow them to get their talent exposed. You know, there's going to be some professional athletes, some college athletes down there, some standouts, so that everybody can see what they have going on. There's also going to be a car and motorcycle show. And, of course, since it's in Baton Rouge, the Battle of the Bands is going to be there, and the Southern University Human Jukebox is going to be doing their thing.
Oh, man. I wish I could see that.
So if y'all are in Baton Rouge this weekend, come check it out. Come show your support for Martin Luther King weekend. It's highly recommended that you come out and get to speak to some youths. You want to follow me as a life coach, folks. It's andybrownspeaks.com, where I go and talk a little bit about self-esteem to the youth down there, keep them motivated to do the right thing the right way. Also, for more information, you can go check it out at whostheman.com. Spell man with two N's. My man Vincent Mann is doing it big down there, folks. This has been a great show. I don't know if y'all enjoyed yourself, but Miss Thea, this has been great. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I had a great time. I didn't know it was going to be this much fun. And you know what? And I hope I didn't talk all the time. But I feel passionately about a lot of things, and, you know, you don't get to express them like you want to, so.
Well, that's what this show is for. I mean, the folks are lined up. They know they can sit in the comfort of their own home, pour a good drink, sit back. They can drive home in their traffic as long as they pay their cell phone bill. And as long as their internet is up and running, they can always catch the online happy hour every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. This is where it is, folks. If you've got a business and you're having some difficulty getting it out there, you know, you tried to go to the big TV screens and they won't put your commercial on there. Or you tried to go to the hot 100s and the 90 point whatever and they won't put your commercial out there. Well, why not come here where you can speak in an open forum? Because people buy from who we know. And if I have built a relationship with you and I understand who you are as a person, chances are whatever products and things that you might have going on in your life, I'm going to support that because I support you as an individual. And we understand your cause and what you're doing. So if you're not quite sure how to get that done, stay in contact, folks. Follow us. The show is going to be entertaining. We're going to keep it real. You've seen it tonight. You're still on the phone, for that matter. So you know what's going down. This is only the first show of the year. We got plenty more. We got opportunities. If you have a topic that you want to discuss here on the Online Happy Hour, hit me up at Facebook. You can also send me an email at info@andybrownspeaks.com. Let's talk about it. Selena was on earlier, and get ready, D-Town. I know some of you all have read the book, and Miss Thea has a copy herself, Second Place Women Who Come In First.
That's true.
Why he has your man's attention and you don't. Why she has your man's attention and you don't. Pardon me, on my own diction.
Okay.
The boy didn't do too bad in eighth grade English. I could write and make a full sentence, might as well turn into a paragraph, might as well turn into a book. So there's some talents that lie within all of us. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want your talents to come out or you want to be pissed off every Monday morning going to a job you don't like.
Amen.
So the determination lies in you. And the vessel is here. Let's make it happen. My grand family is representing. My Kansas City folks are representing.
No
Dallas,
doubt.
Texas is representing. That's
yes.
Just how we do, folks, as family. It starts in the house. We got Miss Thea Vidal chiming in. I hope this isn't the last time that you grace us with your presence.
Well, I hope that I'll be asked to come back. And if anybody is in the Midland, Odessa area, I'm going to be in the Velvet Room Friday and Saturday. So come see me, and I keep it 100 there, so it ain't no need when I get on that stage talking about being sensitive. I don't know why you said that. How come you said that like that? Because that's the way it is. And I've been here long enough to say what I want to say, and I'm going to say what I want to say. After all, it is America.
Y'all better understand. We're doing a roundtable, Miss D, on the 28th of this month about Chapter 2 of the book, Second Place Women.
You and you mistress holders. You know how I feel about that.
That's all right. We'll bring you back on and talk about it.
Because you know I'm Andy and I stayed up late at night fussing. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this and I mean this. You know what? If you messing with a married man and you get that married man, what do you really have? Because would he cheat with you? He'll cheat on you. So really, what do you have?
Real
what
talk.
Do you
y'all
have?
Better understand, folks. We got real people coming out. Go ahead and get your copy of the book. It's online. Second Place Women Who Come In First, ebook and Kindle, also paperback on the site. As we wrap up the show today, I want to thank Ms. Thea Vidal and all the folks who chimed in, Mr. Tracy Green, Salima, Mama Michelle, Big Dwight. We did the thing tonight, folks. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time, make sure that you tell three or four more people to chime in with you next Tuesday night. as we talk about another hot topic. Real talk all the time here on the Online Happy Hour, folks. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown, encouraging you to keep God first in your life and make him a part of your lifestyle. Anything is possible with God. Good night. Go mob to my frat, and good night, we go.